Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Scoot on the air. Let's take a look at Scoot's news briefs. The President of the United States is sticking to his playbook and looking for Fox News when it comes to another big appointment.
President Trump says he's naming Fox News host Jeanine Pirro as the interim U.S. attorney for Washington, D.C. In a post on Truth Social, Trump said Pirro was well qualified for this position. She was elected as a judge in 1990 in New York's Westchester County Court and served three terms as the district attorney there. She's been working for Fox since 2006, most recently co-hosting a weekday evening show, The Five. Pirro has been a vocal Trump backer for many years, speaking here at a New York rally in 2018. Trump's announcement came after he pulled the nomination for conservative activist Ed Martin Jr.
He's a terrific person, and he wasn't getting the support.
A key Republican senator, Tom Tillis, said he opposed Martin's nomination because he worked to defend January 6th rioters.
We have somebody else that will be great.
Pirro herself is one of the defendants in a defamation lawsuit over false election claims by voting technology company Smartmatic USA. Jennifer King, Washington.
All right, look, that's just another example of an on-air personality on a news network campaigning for a candidate, the President of the United States. For example, CNN and MSNBC don't do that. Just wanted to make that distinction. So the President of the United States has suggested that maybe cutting his proposed tariffs on China in half will get them to the bargaining table.
President Trump is floating a tariff cut for China before a meeting between top Washington and Beijing officials this weekend. The president's looking to de-escalate the trade war between the world's two biggest economies. Right now, he has a 145% tariff on China, a number his trade team acknowledges is unsustainable, given that effectively is an embargo on any trade between the two nations. Yesterday,
you can't get any higher, it's at 145%. So we know it's coming down.
Today, he writes on social media, an 80% tariff seems right, and it'll be up to his Treasury chief, who'll be among the negotiators in Switzerland. That would be a significant reduction, but still a very high import tax that could push prices higher. The post is another sign the president's essentially publicly negotiating tariffs with himself, constantly reversing his stance.
Oh, wow.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Yeah, I mean, this is really funny.
Master deal maker.
I mean, this is funny. 145% tariff on China to be the big guy, to be the big guy, the big tough guy, swinging the big stick, standing up to China. Who in their right mind, and I worded that carefully, who in their right mind would have actually thought that China would bend to the tariff pressure? Anybody who actually thought that is not of right mind. So the president is negotiating against himself. Why the tariff cut? Because the threat of tariffs with China ain't working. There is turmoil at FEMA again. It continues as we get ready for hurricane season.
Just weeks before the start of hurricane season, the head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency has been replaced. Cameron Hamilton held the acting administrator's job for the last few months. President Trump has been critical of the agency during the Biden administration and has suggested individual states, not the federal government, should take the lead on disaster response.
It's called you fix it. You take care of it yourselves. You don't have to call.
Hamilton is out a day after appearing before a House Appropriations Subcommittee.
FEMA must return to its roots where response to disaster is locally led, state managed, and federally supported.
Hamilton was asked about plans to eliminate FEMA.
I do not believe it is in the best interest of the American people to eliminate the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
Okay.
Having said that, I'm not in a position to make decisions and impact outcomes on whether or not a determination such as consequential as that should be made.
Connecticut Democrat Rosa DeLauro asked the question. She accused President Trump of firing anyone who is not blindly loyal to him. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Wow. Okay. Well, then I guess the president isn't interested in the truth, the reality, because the smartest presidents, and Ronald Reagan was one of them, the smartest presidents know what they don't know, and they hire people who know what they don't know, and that's why they're successful.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.